First of all, my name is Jane, and I am a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater and processed food addict. I came in this program 44 years ago in Oklahoma. 1980, I was 22 years old. I'll be 66 tomorrow. So I've been around here a while. I wish I could tell you that I had 44 years of back-to-back abstinence and recovery, but that's not my story, and that's all I can share today is my experience, strength, and hope, and my story. So I'm going to start back. First of all, let me just share my before pictures. So you get an idea. I'm maintaining about 175 pound weight loss. My top weight was 350. Can you see those pictures? Am I sharing?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, you are.
So
Very
that
well.
is on the left. I was pretty close to my top weight there, the 350 pounds. But I wanted to share the one on the right of me in a boat, rowing with a team that I row with here, a local club here in Stillwater. And that's what I'm able to do today. I went from that person that was, I was active, as you can see, I'm gardening there. I was a garden manager. But it liked to kill me because it was so physical. And anyway, I'll get more into that story. But today I can, my life is totally turned around. So let me stop screen sharing here. Let's see. I don't do this very often, so stop. There we go. Okay. So I'm going to start back at the beginning, or as you know, what I can remember. I had this disease, as far as I know, all my life. I was a binge eater as a young child. I can remember sneaking into a refrigerator at a babysitter's home and getting dip and chips and and just sneaking them in the dark. They turned off the lights in the kitchen after dinner, and I was sneaking in there, sticking my finger in the dip. I was doing that. I was probably 4 or 5 years old. That's my earliest memory. So, soothing my emotions with food started very, very young for me. I was a binge eater, as I believe I said. So, by the time I was about 9 years old, I remember this because I was had my appendix out and they made me get on the scales. So at 9 years old, I weighed 125. I weighed a normal adult weight at 9 years old. I remember some of my first diets, obviously Weight Watchers. I think most of us, I should probably just say, Pay and Weigh Club, not mention their name. And those little AIDS candy things, I think that was the first couple of things I tried. But the only really success, if I call it the success of losing weight, it certainly wasn't the recovery I have today, was in the summer before my senior year. I was determined not to go through my senior year fat, and I started restricting and running. I pretty much become anorexic for that next year. Lost my period, got pretty thin enough that people were saying I didn't look healthy. But I didn't go through my senior year fat. I was grateful for that. I had this in my mind. I grew up thinking, because I was so miserable in my childhood home, that I was gonna, when I graduated from high school, I was gonna find the perfect man and he was going to take care of me. We were gonna have the home, the two kids, the car in the garage, all of that. and we were going to live happily ever after. And I was going to have the wonderful life that I saw what other families I thought had that I didn't have growing up. And so that was my goal, was to lose weight, get a husband that was going to take care of me and make me happy. You know, I knew that that was what was going to make me happy. So I did just that. As soon as I graduated from high school, I did find my first husband, and we got married a few months later. And anyway, you know, on down the years a little bit, we had our first child, and things were already getting rocky, and things weren't fixing me. Things weren't fixing me. And the weight, of course, I started binging again on our honeymoon. And the weight was going back up. And of course, the pregnancies, which I'm sure many of you can relate to, just added to that. You know, didn't lose the baby weight. Well, after the second pregnancy, that's when I came into OA. I found out during about 6 months, 6.5 months along, that the baby I was carrying could not live. They might be born alive, but they couldn't live because of a birth defect that they had. And I basically shut down for the rest of that pregnancy. And then I remember thinking after the baby's born and I get through that, I will go back to WW and I will get my life in order and back on track. And, you know, it was always in the future. My happiness was always somewhere in the future, and it was always related to being the perfect weight. And something out there making me happy. Nothing on the inside, because I was numb on the inside. So after the baby was born, I think I went back to Weight Watchers really, really quickly, and couldn't stay on the diet. Imagine that. You know, I was here, there was, you know, enormous grief and pain probably going on that I was not even acknowledging. And for the first time in my life, I could not stay on a diet for more than a day. And that scared me, because I knew how fast I gained weight because I was a binge eater. So, I had remembered reading in the newspapers back when we had those that there was an Overeaters Anonymous meeting, a little clip. I think at the time it was in a church here in Stillwater. I think it was on a Wednesday night. And I remember the thought going through my mind, if I ever get that bad, I'll go. Well, at this point, when I couldn't stay on a diet for a day, I knew I was that bad. So that's when I went to my first meeting. So I think, you know, I came in with gray sheet, which a lot of us older people did. And it was a great diet for me. You know, it was restrictive, which I was a restrictor. Binger, restrict, binge. That was my pattern. And it was very restrictive. And so I did okay for a while, lost weight, felt great again, getting my life back in order. At this point, our marriage was rockier than ever. And, you know, I thought it was time to, I needed to move on. This was not working. And, you know, in my back of my mind, it was the man that was going to fix me, but it wasn't this man. I had the wrong man. And I had learned from, you know, doing a fourth and fifth step that some of my defects and things that had happened, that, you know, I wasn't in a good place when I met my first husband and got married. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't doing it for the right reasons. But in my mind, I would be able to do that now. And this was again, you know, at like 22, 23 years old, still thinking that that relationship was going to fix. So fast forward a little bit. I did I did get sponsor, I worked program, but I was still dieting. I was still dieting. I wasn't working all the steps. I was trying to go through them, but I'd get through step nine and maybe I'd do a one page step 10 every night. And I did a little bit of service, but step 11, yeah, I didn't do so hot on step 11. And the other thing that I realized just in the last few years that I didn't do is I didn't give up all my binge foods. I was trying to weigh and measure binge foods, and that didn't work for me. It took me a long time to get willing to give up my binge foods. I feel like that's a big part of why I struggle with relapse off and on for many years. And I'm really going to skip forward at this point because it's just the same old story over and over again. Looking for something outside of me to fix me, not working the steps to fix my insides, but to get my life better and get my life in order. I thought that was going to fix me. Still needing that man to make me happy. So nothing really changed much. Went through several sponsors. And then when I was about 62 years old, I guess, I was basically I was old enough that I could retire early at 62. COVID had just hit and I was scared. I was 350 pounds. I was scared of dying. They had already made it very clear that people with comorbidities, especially obesity, had a hard time surviving COVID. And I was seeing the pictures and the just like everybody else on TV of what was going on, and I was scared. And I made the decision at that point in my life, at 62, that I was going to retire early and do whatever it took to recover, to really work this program like my life depended on it. Because for the first time, I think that was really the first time I really thought my life depended on it. Before then, I thought it was just having the perfect life, everything outside of me looked good, depended on it. But now it was really life and death for me. I really saw it that way. So I came back in and had a temporary sponsor and was kind of calling my food in, but was still just, I was losing weight and, but I was still hanging out there on the edges, not really jumping in with both feet and working with a sponsor. And then I had a slip and I binged basically. And that scared me because I knew what could happen. I knew I could end up back out there, and I was 63 years old by this point, and didn't really think I had another been I didn't have another 5 years or whatever. And again, I was afraid of dying. So that's when I found I reached out, went to some 100-pounder meetings, which it was important for me to find a sponsor that had the experience of losing and maintaining over 100-pound weight loss. And I found that sponsor and worked with her for over 3 years. I've been abstinent for over 3 years. So I want to, how much time do I have where I don't see the clock anywhere?
You have 5 more minutes. I was just getting ready to tell
Got
you.
me. Okay, great. Thank you. I really did begin working the program at that point, like my life depended on it. I started using all the tools every day. And I started, of course, I went back with this new sponsor. I went through steps 1 through 9, and then I started working steps 10, 11, and 12 every day. I got back involved in service. I had lost, I don't remember how long it took, to lose the weight, it's not important because for me, it's not about the weight anymore. It's about my health and it's about how I feel about myself inside. It's not about the stuff out here anymore. And one of the things, one of the tools that I love to talk about and share on that wasn't even there when I came into program, it was added many years later. I'm not even sure what year it was added, was the action plan. I absolutely love that tool. At first, when I saw it, when I came back to some meetings, I always would go out for a little while and isolate when I was in my binging. I was an isolator. I'm not one of those that kept going to meetings no matter what. I think that's wonderful that people can do that. When I binge, I isolate and gain weight. And that's what I would do. And then when I would, come out of it, I'd be ready for my diet cycle, I'd go back to OA. So, but anyway, this action plan, I thought, what is that? We didn't need another tool. I was judging it. And then I started using it. And man, did it changed things for me. It gave my day structure. Every day I had this, I use a little journal type book, a little like 5x7 book. It's just big enough for me to, write down what my plan is for the day, what my food is for the day, do a 10th step. Sometimes I need more paper for that, but and I started doing that every day, and it has developed, over the last 3 years. It's d changed and developed as I grow and change, it's changed, but it's never stopped being a very important tool for my recovery. As I mentioned, I do write my food down and call it in every day. Not call it in. I actually take a picture. So what I do is I take a picture at the end of the day. I take a snapshot on my phone of that action plan, that one page action plan, and send it to my sponsor. And it has my food plan from the for the day before. And if I what if I followed the food plan from that day. Accountability is so important to me, and that's just one of the many things I get from a sponsor and from you guys in meetings too. Being accountable, not hiding out in isolation with trying to do my food all by myself on my own. I couldn't do it before I came to OA. I don't know why I would think I could do it while I was in OA. But I often did before these last 3 years. So that's a really important tool to me. The plan of eating is, yeah, it's invaluable. It guides my day and what I'm going to eat. I do not at weigh and measure because it's too restrictive for me. I have found for me that if I get when I truly surrendered all my binge foods, I didn't need to weigh and measure because I wasn't trying to control foods that I couldn't control. My food's very simple. The people that know me, know how simple my food is. But the freedom that has given me by giving up, basically most carbohydrates, for me because I am a carb addict, and of course sugar with that. But there's a lot of carbohydrates besides sugar, and so that's a little bit about my plan of eating. I know a lot of people always want to know about that. And let's see, I know I'm getting close to the end, so let me kind of wrap it up here. So keeping things clean, simple, doing that action plan keeps me on track. It gives me that little bit of extra motivation to use all those tools every day and do step 10, 11, and 12 every day. I found that it works, and so one more day, I just keep doing it every day. And something I wrote about this morning was, could I do less? Maybe. I don't know, but I don't want to find out because I know that works. Over 3 years, it's worked. So I don't think it's going to stop working as long as I'm willing to do it. And one of my favorite quotes, and it's not original to me, many of you I'm sure have heard it and probably heard it from the originator of it, is that this program is not for people who want it. It's not for people who need it. It's for people who do it. And the first time I heard that, I thought, oh, yeah, that is so true. You know, I wish I could give this program to everybody that looks like they need it or that say they need it, but I've learned that I can't. All I can do is share my experience, strength, and hope to the best of my ability, and hopefully something I say or do will help somebody else along their journey if they're ready. You know, I think it's real important to realize that we're not all ready when we first get here. Took me a long time to get ready, but I do think OA kept me alive. I'm grateful I came in when I did. It kept me alive. I really think that it did. I don't think I would have survived to that age, binging like I was, if I hadn't found OA at 22. So I'm very grateful today for this program. I really truly believe it saved my life. I do feel like today it's my life is about what I can do on the inside to be the best person I can do. I am not looking to a husband to fix me. Finally, you know how many years that took me to not look for a man to fix me? My gosh, it took a long time. It took a long time. And I am married, but and it's a good relationship, but I don't depend on him to make me feel good about myself today. I get that from my